One of the things that this entire pandemic has exposed is the need for governments to be clear about what they want. This is a pandemic that has killed 23,000 people. Everyone's looking at the United States. Oh my God, they're doing so much better than Canada on the vaccine. True. But then again, they did let close to 550,000 Americans die. The UK is doing better than us on the vaccine. They did significantly worse than us per capita on mortality rates. Way more people died. They screwed up. So this is a deadly virus. But right now we saw riots in Montreal over curfews. We're seeing pushback against restrictions as the deadly third wave happens. And in Alberta, it came to a head when 16, now 17 members of the premier's own party signed a letter, and they said, we need you to ease up the restrictions. And Jason Kenney's pushback, especially in the fact that the province recorded 1,136 new cases, 679 cases of the variant strain. There's close to 15,000 active COVID cases. Like the province is, you know, not in great shape right now. And there are doctors wanting more restrictions. But one of the MLAs who called for Jason Kenney to ease up the restrictions is Drew Barnes. He's in the Alberta MLA for Cypress Medicine Hat, and Drew's on the line now. Mr. Barnes, good to have you on the program.
Good morning, Evan. Nice to talk to you.
So, Drew, you know the stats. I carry on my program every night Dr. Hinshaw from Alberta. I take it live, that press conference, every single night. So I know the case is there. You've got even your premier, who has not been known to want restrictions, needs restrictions. You've seen how fast the new variant has overwhelmed Ontario, which opened up. BC used to be the great case. Now it's a terrible case. Is it responsible to write a letter questioning the need for restrictions in the midst of a vicious third wave as ICU beds are filling up, Mr. Barnes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's responsible. I'm grateful that I'm one of 87 MLAs paid by Albertans to speak on their behalf. And Evan, there's lots of different things being said right now. In Cypress Medicine Hat, we have a mental health, a physical health, an economic and a spiritual crisis as bad as the COVID crisis. Every day there's that impacts, you know, become they bubble to the top. From self-harm to overdoses, and the economic crisis. I mean, I just got off the phone with one of my constituents who just had to lay off 8 people, and he is very worried about the ramifications of that. Secondly, Evan, Alberta.
Mr. Barnes, I just want to, you said it's every bit as bad as COVID. First of all, I don't know what data you have on that. You know, we've lost in Canada 23,000 people to COVID. And suicide, which is tragic, I've happened to have lost friends, Susa, but we lose on average about 4,100 people to suicide. The idea, like, I'm not saying there's no mental health crisis. I get it. I have kids. I see people going through it. I'm not trying to underestimate it. But the idea that you're comparing, saying the mental health crisis is as bad as the COVID crisis, there's no stats to back that up, sir. There's just not.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's as challenging for sure. And, you know, then Medicine Hat is an example. You know, to a lot of my constituents, it's frustrating that Alberta spends $25 billion a year on health care, and Alberta Health Services hasn't clearly shown how they've done the surge capacity to handle the non-essential or the emergency surgeries. Again, Alberta's big. We're bigger than most European countries. What me and my colleagues have been asking for is a regional approach. You know, for long times in big parts of Alberta, we've had zero cases or very few cases in areas hundreds of miles by hundreds of miles with lots of room and hospital capacity while, Evan, we're dealing with these other issues. Plus, the vaccinations are starting to happen. I think all of our long-term care residents are vaccinated now. Our healthcare workers that want to be, a lot of them, we're close to having all of them vaccinated as well. So, you know, we're at a time where we owe it to every single Albertan to look at every single impact of the COVID regulations and lockdowns and restrictions And I don't really care which one's worse. Let's help all of Albertans as much as we can, and let's recognize that we have lots of challenges right now, more than just COVID.
But COVID, look, we have a lot of challenges, but it's called triage. You know, when you go to a hospital, the people who have the worst, most urgent care get first up. There's lots of issues, Mr. Barnes, and I'm speaking to Drew Barnes, Alberta MLA, who signed one of these letters. But have you seen, and I'm going to play you a clip, have you seen how quickly these new variants have overwhelmed the systems in Ontario? It today does not mean you're not going to have it tomorrow. Like, here's an Alberta doctor who have spoken up saying we need actually further restrictions. Listen to this.
What we're recommending today is an immediate lockdown or circuit breaker and essentially a stay-at-home order. So we are asking that people only leave their homes for essential services. They only have contact with members of their own household.
And then you got Dr. Dan, there's lots. Here's an ICU doctor in your own province about the number of people going up because of the new deadly variant. Listen to this.
In the past week on call in our ICU, we cared for those aged 20 to 60 years, all with severe COVID. Not one with a pre-existing health problem. Some made it out of the ICU after a period of time on the ventilator. Some did not and unfortunately died.
So I guess my question is, listen, no one loves these restrictions, but undermining your own premier at this time when the variants are coming in, do you think that's a response? I'll just ask you again, do you think it's responsible to go against the advice of the doctors?
Again, I don't see it as undermining. Two other doctors came out yesterday morning talking about how the non-pharmaceutical interventions weren't working in their fulsome and the harms of the lockdowns. Many of my constituents call me and say, hey, look at Texas. They were at about the same vaccination rate when they opened up, and now their number of cases are plummeting. There are people really starving, Evan, for information, for knowing which way is best to protect themselves and their family. Alberta, we can be the beacon of freedom and prosperity, and we have a lot of self-reliant people that care deeply about our compromised and our seniors and want to make sure they're protected and want to have a full debate about it and want to know that.
But sir, I get it, but hold on. I got to just challenge you. You've just said that you're not sure that the non-medical interventions work. I don't have time to get into the studies, but you're saying lockdowns and restrictions may not actually work. Sir, they do work. Texas is a different example. They have significantly higher rates of vaccination. Look at Michigan. Michigan has higher rates of vaccination. They opened up. Their rates are going up again. Every single medical officer of health, including in your own province, your medical officer of health, your premier, and in every other province and in every state has said restrictions have actually mitigated the dangers. I've interviewed Dr. Fauci on this. You're now coming on a national radio program and saying restrictions don't actually have an impact on COVID and things like social distancing. Sir, respectfully, that is radically irresponsible because you're flying in the face of what every single medical officer of health is saying. Why do you think you have an authority to do that?
Well, I'll say this. I think the argument is that non-pharmaceutical interventions may have consequences as grave as what they're preventing. Now, of course, I believe in social distancing, mask wearing, and washing your hands, but it's all these other consequences. The consequences around the mental health, the spiritual health, and the physical health. And, again...
Okay, Mr. Barnes, I got 20 seconds here. Do you want to stick around? I'll keep you for another round, and I'll hear callers. I'm delighted to... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I just have these breaks. But I'll keep you, and we can keep this conversation going, just to be fair to it. I got to take a break, but I hope you stick around, Mr. Barnes, on the Evan Solomon Show. I'm happy to have this.
Talking to the newsmakers every day. The conversation continues with Evan Solomon.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Look, there's a lot of confusion, and I understand it. There's a lot of frustration. We all feel it. But the question is, are the restrictions necessary? Now 17 members of the United Conservative Party Caucus, that's Jason Kenney's party in Alberta, have actually signed a letter and wrote a letter. Originally it was 16, now they're 17. And they said, look, we don't support all these restrictions. We think it's time not to. One of those MLAs is the Cypress Medicine Hat MLA, Drew Barnes, and he's been on the program with me. And then I'll get your thoughts on the restrictions, 1-855-633-1010 or 71010. And Mr. Barnes, I know you only have a couple minutes, but thanks for staying with me. And look, do I believe that every place, every location is the same? No. We don't know how we define lockdowns or restrictions. There's lots of different definitions. I appreciate that. But the contention is that these restrictions in the wake of the third wave are not necessary and should be eased. My contention is that according to almost every medical officer of health, including yours in Alberta, that's the wrong data. I know you cited Texas. I just wanted to make sure I got these data right, Mr. Barnes. I know you said Texas is a good comparison. Almost 50,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Texas. 50,000. They have a population of about 6 million less people than Canada. We've lost 23 million. So they've lost more than twice the people of Canada in Texas. Why would you hold up Texas as an example when their death rate is twice that of Canada and significantly higher than Alberta? Like, it seems you don't want to be like Texas.
Well, yeah, absolutely we don't. I mean, of course, you know, all the Albertans I talk to, every Albertan cares about each other. They care about our vulnerable. They care about our long-term care. It's one of the reasons, though, Evan, we have to have the discussion. A lot of medical experts, a lot of emergency experts are saying if we'd have locked our long-term care down in a different way with quarantine, with rapid blood testing, with vaccinations quicker, we could have done better to save more lives in that case. So let's look at that instead. And let's look at now of the effects of the lockdown in other ways. Let's look at the fact that many of our regions, you know, don't have overloading of our hospitals and our ICUs and that kind of thing. Well, people are suffering in so many other ways. You know, I'm grateful that I'm one of 87 MLAs that can speak up in Alberta. And it's my job to present different ideas. It's my job to present different experts.
But is it your job if you're not a doc? Like, this is a pandemic. This is not, it's your job. I get it. It's your job. And I know people are frustrated, but it is your job, you know, on government and size of government. And I get civil liberties. But in the middle of a pandemic, when you are running against your medical officer of health, your own elected premier, who you're in the same party as, in the midst of a pandemic that is now, you know, overwhelming. I get you in medicine, it might not be bad today, but it wasn't bad in BC 3 weeks ago. Now it's terrible. Like, do you think that doesn't give you pause at this moment to say, maybe I'm a little over my skis here when I'm pushing back against restrictions against the entire medical establishment?
No, again, I think it's my job to speak up, to reflect the anxiety, the lack of hope that 50,000 people in Cypress Medicine Hat many of them are telling me that they're experiencing. It's my job to present different ideas to get us all through the COVID pandemic as best we can. And I'm grateful that I have the chance to do that, and I'm going to continue to do that. And we're in a democracy where a full, robust discussion is always going to make us better and stronger, and let's do that.
Would you violate the restrictions? I know Jason Kenney said if you violated any of the restrictions, he'll boot you from caucus.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely would not. I've gone further, and I've encouraged my constituents and any Albertans that reach out to me to follow all the rules and the restrictions, and that I will continue to advocate for what they think the changes should be. You know, all the inconsistencies, Evan, are one of the problems. The churches are the easiest one to explain. You can have a funeral on a Friday with 20, then a wedding on Saturday with 10, and if 15% capacity is 150 on Sunday, you can have 150 on Sunday. People are saying to me they want to follow the rules. They don't know what the rules are. Why are the inconsistencies? Why can you go to a big box store where you're in a huge lineup, or you can't go to a mom-and-pop store that's safe? You know, these are the discussions that we have to have.
But we're having those. Okay, Drew Barnes, my pushback on that is I 100% agree we need a discussion about confusing mixed messages, but let's not compare apples and oranges. Confusing messages does not necessarily lead to, okay, because there's a confusing message, let's ease back the restrictions that the premier that I I actually am in the same party, has put on and that the medical officer of health is saying. But I agree with you. Confusion doesn't help. I think this doesn't help. I'll be candid. But listen, in this, the reason Drew Barnes is on the program is there's a legitimate debate. People need to hear these voices. We'll never shy away from new opinions. Drew Barnes, I always appreciate having you on the program. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Evan. Have a good one.
You too.